House full of glory. You know, the Lord gives us what we can take, what we can stand. And so we're hovering over a higher understanding and a deeper walk with Him. I'm listening to the worship songs and how wonderful they are about the inhabiting Him and inhabiting eternity. And for me, it's moving off the earth. And the desperation now to get into the heavenlies where we really belong. Because if you look at the earth, it's just not getting any better. And with all of our inventions and technology, then we talk about the cell phones, computer in itself, with all of the growth in the natural and progress technically, spiritually, it's getting darker. So Jesus would say things like, I go to prepare a place for you. And we've misunderstood that as when we go to heaven, when we die, that He's prepared a place for us to go when we die. And He really was not talking about that at all. He knew the state of the world. He knew the world's under judgment. It's like the flood in Noah's time. So it is today. It's all under judgment. You know, people marry and giving in marriage and do this and that, but don't know there's an impending, payday for all this. So He's telling us to awaken, smile, awaken, and go to heaven now before you die. And so, but that has to get to be a reality in our consciousnesses and a revelation to our hearts and our minds. You know, we have a whole lot of years of religion to shut down on to receive that statement that He made, I go to prepare a place for you. And so, but now it's starting, that truth of that, the light of it is starting to dawn on us. You know, God looks at everything like from the big picture. You know, when Adam fell in the Garden of Eden, His whole purpose is then, okay, I've got to make a new garden, right? And so then in Revelation, you have God, His dwelling place is with men, and God builds His kingdom. And that's some jazzy stuff, huh? Derek, make you want to play, huh? You know, here's His heart for you and for me and for all of the people of the world. And Satan sort of corrupted the gospel message. It just sort of like, get saved and bless me or take care of my needs. And I like the songs that we're playing up here, that we don't even have to pray now. You know, we kind of get in your presence. We don't have to beg. We don't have to pray. But, you know, but see, that's another realm. See, so you can come up with the sayings and the types and things like that, but until we enter into something higher and holier than we are, we really are just kind of banging our heads up against the wall. So God thinks in big, the big picture. So you have Genesis 1-3 and Revelations 20-22 or whatever, somewhere in there. You know, there's really the whole scheme right there. So Jesus came and He says, I'm going to make a habitation for Robert. I'm going to make a place for him to dwell in. So even though his body and his person is on the earth, spiritually, he can be in my habitation. You see, it's the new Eden, right? It's the new Eden. And so the old Eden, man fell and it's guarded and such. God said, I'm just going to make a new one, but it's going to be a spiritual one. And so we've messed up looking at Satan's. He does everything to corrupt your conscience to say, give us the illusion that everything you look at is going to last in the natural. So we fight for things in the natural that are going to last. And God says, I have provided for you a kingdom that's going to last forever, and it's not made by hands, and it's not manipulated by man. It's in the heavenlies. It's, you know, paradise was lost. Now Jesus has made a paradise gain for us right now. Who was that? Milton? Was it? Yeah. And so, you know, God gave that man revelation, you know. Paradise lost, and then he came back and did paradise gained. At the cross was the paradise gained. So he said to the thief, this day you're going to be in paradise, or you're going to be in that realm with me this day. Right? This day you're going to be in that realm with me. So that's paradise gained again. You know, God's just not a loser. He's just not a loser. He's waited for Christ to come so paradise can be regained again. But the big lie that we've been sold is that we can't touch it until, see, this is, was the big lie. How many funerals you go to, we finally can go back to paradise. No, God says, I have a living paradise that you can dwell in and enter into by faith now. It's a realm. So all the songs we're singing about heaven to me, what's the words? Heaven to me is Jesus now, something like that. What was the word? Your presence is heaven now, right? Why are we singing that song? Are those just words? Are they, is it just poetic? Or is there, I bet the author of that started sensing heaven now. I'm sensing a paradise now in the realm that we live in, right? I had a wonderful lunch with Stan yesterday, a dinner, and he was talking about this realm that God's pulling us into. That there's no labor in it. That's the way he put it. There's just no labor. There's just no labor. The Holy Spirit has the ability. When he came to share everything that Jesus did for us. That's what he came. He has the ability. See, that man can't do it. Man can't do it. He has the ability to change one substance into another. Right? He has the ability to change all of your weaknesses, all of your corruption, into an incorruptible realm. He has that ability. It's like he can change iron into whatever. You know what I'm trying? He can do the impossible. So I'm awakening my babies to let them know if they would just believe me, because you can't change iron into nothing. But if they would just believe me, right? It's not do like the church does. It's believe. If you just believe me, forget about your mistakes. Forget about your failures. Forget about trying to impress somebody. Forget about trying to do right. Just believe. He can change a metal into a different kind of metal, right? And see, that's the gospel. He can take the clay or whatever and transform it into something precious that's going to last forever on the inside if we believe, right? So what we do is read the word and then we try to obey it. No, read it and say, Holy Ghost, do the metal change. And see, he's going to change you little by little, by little, by little. And sooner or later, your consciousness is going to change. You're going to feel like, I'm resurrected now. I don't know how it happened. I just started believing him, but I've been partakers of the resurrection of Christ, even though he did it 2,000 years ago. I go to prepare a place for you. Look what he says, that where I live, that you will live also. See, I have to reverse the curse. See, I have to, because when I say that, that's a funeral sermon, a statement. I have to reverse the curse. No, he's not talking about when he's talking about now you can, where I am, you can live with me also. Thank you, Joyce. Thank you, Jesus. Just believe it. Somebody said, my mind can't get it. Forget about your mind. Forget about your mind. Do you believe it? Do you believe he can turn this into that? That he can turn your substance into Christ's substance? I go to prepare a place for you. I created, and if any man be in Christ, is a new creation. It's a new order. It's a whole new living way. It's a new realm. If any man be in Christ, that's what the Holy Ghost puts you into, that new realm. If any man be in Christ, there's another paradise. and see, I'm using this word, these words, because we're starting to go up in revelation and understanding, James, right? And our consciousness is starting to get lifted. And it can actually feel like paradise to you and me. In other words, there's no labor. There's no worry. All your needs are met. Before you know it, God's supplying your need and you don't even know how. Right? Many of our confessions are earth confessions. But, we're not in paradise, and so they're not working. So you feel me on that, right? Somebody said, why are these prayers not working? Because you're praying from the ground. Oh, by the way, I've got some scripture for this. Lord, what's this land that you pulled us into? Did you read the quote? And I don't even know. Did you read the quote about we have this little tiny, tiny perspective, don't we? This tiny world, WORLD. This tiny little world, and our vision is so, so, so puny. You remember, Bernie, you remember what God told Abraham? He told Abram. Abram finally, Genesis 13, he finally separated from Lot. He said, Lot, you can have all that over there. I'm just going to take whatever else is left over here. And God said, okay, now, open your eyes. And everything you see. And he said, walk around. And every place you put your feet on is for you and your children. See, so prophetically he's saying to the church. Prophetically saying to the church, open the eyes of your heart. And look at this promised land in the spirit. And whatever, there's no worry here. There's no stress here. The kingdom of God is what? Righteousness and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. There's not anything. Paul said, I'm asking you to give, but it's not for my account. I'm asking you to give for your own account. Because I already know where I sit and live. And a whole nother place. And God told Abraham, open your eyes, you'll see it. There's a paradise, a realm that God's called us to. And so we can start exploring the beauty of it. It's a spiritual Eden. It's a spiritual paradise. You guys remember what he said in Ephesians? I've raised you up together and made you to sit together in heavenly places, or in my new paradise, together with Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Everything now, I know I'm mixing scripture, everything now has become new, but all things of God. Why are we messing around as earth dwellers? The quote had this at the bottom of it. Help me today to live under the power of the world to come and to live as a man in heaven walking on the earth. Can your consciousness pick that up at all? Can you feel a little bit of that? See, the Holy Ghost has this major task of bringing us out of unbelief. He has this major task of bringing us out of unbelief. See, all we do is read and hear, read books and hear sermons, nothing happening. But it's like we had communion the other night. And as soon as, remember, Pastor Jerry brought this out during communion. As soon as on the road to Emmaus, they didn't know who he was. As soon as they broke the bread, they saw him. We know we need some bread breaking around here so that we can see him in the other realm. God's edict to us is to explore the kingdom of God. You know, too many times we want our goals to be in the natural. Somebody said, what's my goal? What's my goal? And God's like, well, it can't be down there. You know, you want it to be success here and success there, whatever, whatever. And God said, your goal's got to be higher than that. It's got to be the kingdom. So he'll fill our hearts with a revelation of that new age, that new world to come. And he says, walk ye in it. There's no excuse for us. So, Leticia, let me just pray for you before we move on a little further. Come on, come on. So we can't, you know, we can't bargain with God about this. You know, he's like, this is my promise to you. I'm not going to let you get away with anything else until you come into my kingdom. And come into the reality of my kingdom. I want you to walk with me by faith in something that you totally can't see with your natural eyes. You totally can't see it with your natural eyes, but he'll click onto your heart, the eyes of your heart, and the things of the kingdom of God, of the eternal realm, the new paradise, has to mean more to us slowly than the earth. His whole thing is getting us off the earth and measuring how deep, how wide, how long, how is his love for us in that other realm. So then the imagination then gets quickened by the word of God. She starts to walk by faith and not by sight. Do you have a Bible over there, Sarah? She starts to walk. Let's put it in. I need the old version. Yeah. Hold that for me. Okay, So she starts to walk by faith and not by sight. She starts to feel the quickening of the eternal realm from this Bible deep into her heart. There's a divine side to this that opens up our understanding to spiritual things. I get away from the world. I get away from the earth. As he is, so I become. I start to learn things of that different order that man can't feel. I'm not an earthling anymore. I belong to paradise. I belong to the New Jerusalem, right? Remember the scripture says that the Jerusalem that's above is the mother of us all. What does that mean? In other words, I was born from heaven. The Jerusalem that's above is the mother of us all. I'm born from another realm. So there's a quickening coming, a life coming to her spirit, man. An understanding coming to her mind, a revelation coming to her heart, a newness of understanding coming to her mind and thoughts. And she will think like Christ, the new man in Christ Jesus, man. Old things pass away, right? Thank you. Thank you, Latisse. Thank you, Raquel. Dee, could you put that Hebrew scripture up there for me? A Okay, so I'll put it in PWM words. Instead, PWM is longing for a better country. Which kind? A heavenly one. Therefore, God's not to be ashamed to be called their God. Why? For he has prepared a city for them. Okay. He's prepared an Eden for us. Right? He's prepared an Eden for us. I'm not ashamed to call you, you know, my children, because it's just like he prepared natural Eden for Adam. Got it all ready. All of the plants and flowers, the birds and fish and all of that, all creation got ready for him. And then he made Eden for Adam. Spiritually, he's prepared us a city. By the way, City of God's coming in. The church called City of God's coming in. I wonder if they know that they're really the City of God. God's prepared for us a city. And he just wants us to start living it by faith. The natural will never get it. The natural will never get it. Have we lost out on our spiritual Eden? I think for many years we have. And God wants us to live in this spiritual Eden. Well, we walk by faith and not by sight. We start to see, you know, this is where all the promises are yea and amen. This is where there's no labor. This is where our sicknesses start to flee away, right? This is where our peace comes that's beyond understanding. God, thank you. Give me my city. Give me my city. You know, once we start dwelling there by faith, we have to, not only is it, it's not just for when we die, it's important that we see it before we die. It's just important that we see it before we die, because the measure you see it now is going to be the measure you operate in it in eternity. Can you hear me there? The measure that we see it now is the measure that we operate in it in eternity. So Father is saying, okay, you got him. So whatever you're going through, you know, Abraham had to separate from Lot. He had to go through some things. But at the end of that course, God's going to open up our eyes so that we can see the land that we really belong to. We've got a city made with our hands, eternal in the heavens. All right. D, please give me the scripture over in Revelation, please. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city of God. So I'll close this way. Jesus put a robe of his righteousness on each one of us. Because it's never ours. Ours is as filthy rags. We wash our robes in him, that we can go through the gates of this city and have free access by faith and start to explore the realm of God. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for that. Help us, Lord, to gain a higher access away from this world and to the things of heaven. Understand them by your spirit. We can't add nothing of ourselves, but your spirit will quicken them and make them alive, that we can dwell in your house forever and be with the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. God bless you. This is all I wanted to get across today. Just meditate on it. God bless. Have a great one. Amen.